Job 27, Oath in the East Wind. As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice? As long as my breath is in me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say wickedness. Job 27:2-4, New International Version. Yesterday, we listened to God's whisper over the waters, Job 26. Today, Job vows that the breath within him, Ruach, the very breath of Genesis 2:7, will not be spent on a lie. He refuses to purchase relief with false confession. This oath is daring. He swears by the God he also accuses, a paradox found only in covenant faith. Job will not switch gods, and he will not switch stories. In the ancient Near East, oaths often functioned as ordeals of truth. Job steps into that fire, I hold fast my righteousness and will not let it go. 27:6. The Hebrew terms matter. He clings not to self-made virtue, but to tzedek, relational rightness, what we earlier called fidelity, cf. 13, 15, 18, 23, 10, 12. Gregory the Great read Job here as a schoolmaster of truthful speech under affliction. Calvin praised his good conscience that refuses to make God a party to a lie. Truth is worship. Then comes a surprise. Job offers his friends their own doctrine back, almost catechizing them. I will teach you about the hand of God. 27. 11. He can articulate retribution better than they can. The godless, chenef, polluted, not merely irreligious, has no hope when God cuts off his soul. 27:8-10. The wicked may heap up silver like dust, but the innocent will wear it. 27:16-17. He knows the sayings. He rejects their misaim. This is wisdom's razor edge, not no retribution, but not now, not simplistically, not as a club for the wounded. We have said across these days, the right sermon, the wrong patient. The images bite with local colour a Western reader can miss. The house like a moth, 27:18, hints at fabric eaten from within, wealth fraying at the seams. The booth of a watchman is a flimsy harvest lean to archaeologists still find in field sites, useful today, gone tomorrow. The east wind, Kadim, is the burning desert wind, think the Sirocco, that withers crops, Jonah 4:8, Hoses 13:15. Now it sweeps away the wicked, 27:21. The crowd hisses, Sharak, and claps, 27:23. Public scorn gestures you see echoed in Lamentations 2:15. This is social unmasking as much as cosmic judgment. Yet there is deeper thunder. The portion of the wicked, 27:13, fell once upon the righteous one. Christ bore the storm, the east wind, the hiss, the loss of all, so that in him the innocent sufferer is not abandoned. Isa 53, Sukkot 5:21. Job's oath, then, anticipates a cruciform integrity. Tell the truth before God, even when it costs. Appeal from God to God, as we noted before. And do not force tidy confessions from the afflicted to keep our systems safe. The church must be a house where conscience is shepherded, not silenced. 2 Cor 4:2 for John 3:19-21. Practice. Guard your breath. Use God's ruach in you for truth, not appeasement. Don't envy quick wealth. Its garments are moth cloth. Set your horizon on God's final right-making. Refuse to weaponize retribution. Teach it. Do not misapply it. A hymn for meditation. If thou but suffer God to guide thee. Paul Gerhardt, Nainon Mihane. Cross-references, Genesis 2:7, Psalm 34:13, Proverbs 13:22, Ecclesiastes 7:15, Isaiah 53, Hosea 13:15, Jonah 4:8, Lamentations 2:15, 2 Corinthians 4:2, Philippians 3:9, 1 John 3:19-21, James 5:1-6. Prayer. Living God, giver of breath, fasten my lips to truth. Keep me from soothing lies about you, about myself, about others. Teach me to hold fast a clean conscience without pride, to wait for your justice without cruelty, and to see in Jesus the righteous sufferer my hope and my pattern. Amen.